It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guests. His greatest contribution to mankind, getting Don Lemon fired. 2024 GOP presidential candidate and author of the new book, Capitalist Punishment, Vivek Ramaswamy. She talks so fast, she uses anti-skid lip gloss. Host of the Fox True Crime Podcast, Emily Campagno. He gets startled by unfamiliar noises, like applause. Comedian Joe Mackey. And audiences treat him like family by walking out on him. Actor, writer, and comedian Jamie Lissau. If companies had their druthers, we'd never mention mothers. It's time for...
They're doing what with Mother's Day? Come on, is this even real? Sponsored by Ipana Toothpaste.
What? I should really look at these before the show starts. The Arizona Informer, whatever that is, tweets that several corporations are allowing customers to opt out of receiving any correspondence having to do with Mother's Day. Among the companies doing this is DoorDash, K Jewelers, and Levi's. They claim that Mother's Day can be triggering for some, you know, which is the thing they'd never say about any other day, even to people who get ignored on Father's Day, right?
Oh, my God.
Ironically, even Ancestry.com said Mother's Day may be a tough time. I guess if you find out your parents were cousins. And then Bye Bye Baby says that Mother's Day for some can be a really hard day. And that's from a baby furniture store. It's where I got my last bedroom set. We reached out to the companies for comment, only heard back from Ancestry, who says Mother's Day can be difficult if you've lost a loved one. But there's another explanation. We must be sensitive to those who had difficulty conceiving. And these are bad things, I'm sure. But since when do companies allow you to opt out of things that bother you? Employees at most companies are inundated daily with emails about special days and months and awareness weeks. Hell, I lost an uncle on Black Friday, but I still shop at Best Buy. Walked right over him. It's weird that Mother's Day, however, is the only one that's deemed problematic. But by this logic, any holiday could be triggering for some people. So here's the solution, companies. Why don't you stop with all the emails about days and weeks and months, because you're picking and choosing what matters and what's hurtful and what demands attention based on activism. You know, at least Anheuser-Busch has the right idea. For Mother's Day, they're sending moms a coupon for a free prostate exam. Vivek, you were kind of ahead of the curve on this. You wrote a book on woke corporations. Is there some logic to this? I mean, obviously, my mom died 9 years ago. That doesn't mean Mother's Day can't go on, right? It shouldn't change for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that part of it, I think some of this is the trans stuff. If you can't define a woman, then you can't have Mother's Day.
Right.
You're gonna offend some people if you don't call it Birthing Person's Day. So
yeah.
Cancel Mother's Day, but you know, look, on a serious note, what are they going to say? It's because somebody had a miscarriage, somebody who had a mother that died. I mean, I'll be honest with you. We actually, our first child, we lost in a miscarriage. And we ended up having a second, our child was to be. We thought we were going to lose in a miscarriage. We had him. That's a difficult thing to go through.
Right.
But we can't be in this permanent safe space.
Yeah.
And we have this culture we've created, corporate America coddling their workers and everybody around them, thinking that the world is a safe space. It's not. We have to embrace reality. And Mother's Day, the things you celebrate, that's what gets you through those difficulties. We got to remember that again.
It's true, Joe. It's like when you hear about trigger warnings when they're like in a law school, they'll go, we're going to do cases of assault or sexual assault, and we have to do a trigger warning. And it's like, no, but you're a lawyer. You have to deal with this.
Yeah, it's not all about you. You know, I'm being sued by 13 mothers over paternity right now, and I don't ask anybody to not acknowledge the holiday for themselves. It's just, plus it's an email. We're triggered by emails. I have the emails I get from corporations sent to the same place that my HR emails go, my spam folder.
Yes.
Stay right there. We'll be right back after this.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Have you tried to block that stuff and it comes out and you can't, they can't be blocked?
They don't let you block it.
They can't let you block stuff from your own company. So now, Emily, it seems that Mother's Day is now another controversy that we have to pick apart.
A controversy created by the woke left. It's a controversy over nothing. It's a shell game while serious things are actually impacting this nation. Here, we have to pay attention to this. I think it's so emblematic, too, because in true fashion, like, they miss the whole point of triggering. So it's not that they're just not addressing it or canceling Mother's Day. They're sending an initial email before the holiday saying, if you want to opt out of Mother's Day because Mother's Day is triggering for you and Mother's Day is hard to talk about, then you can opt out of Mother's Day right here in this email talking about Mother's Day. It's an absolute aberration, nonsensical display of missing the point, which is that if it troubles you on Mother's Day, any connotation is difficult.
Yes, so the opt-out email
exactly,
is worse.
Exactly.
Wait, would you like to opt out the way your mother did when she died?
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
That's so funny.
You know, Jamie, do you often, like, drive around the restaurant where your family is celebrating Mother's Day? Just drive around wondering, like, what course are they on? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, what's going on in there? God, one of these days I'm going to get in there. By the way, we do celebrate Father's Day at the Lisso household. I still have my number two dad mug. Look at this. This list is bizarre, too, of the places you can get a discount for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Who is saying to their mom, like, Happy Mother's Day. Here's your Arby's DoorDash meal. Here's your isn't that kind of a weird thing? And I wish I do like to. I'm a big fan of opting out. Yeah. Sometimes I just wake up. I opt out of all these emails I get. So I wish you could opt out. Like in regular life, I've actually tried this. I'm kind of working on something. Like the other day, my cousin sent me a picture of his new baby, and I just texted back, unsubscribe.
Doesn't that feel good?
Feels good. You know,
just writing unsubscribe to anything, no matter, and the more heartfelt it is from the other side, the better feeling it is to say unsubscribe.
It's great. I love doing unsubscribe, and then just because you know how gigs are with me for comedy, my auto reply for my email just says, I'll take it.
How soon before, Dylan Mulvaney has her own Mother's Day card? Right?
You know what's funny about the Ancestry.com thing, too? The whole point about how they said, in case you were infertile or whatever, but they also omit the biggest, like, thing about Ancestry.com, which is finding out that your parents aren't who they said they were.
Right.
Right? Like, that's probably the biggest...
Happy Mother's Day.
Exactly, yes. Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
We're out of time. Thanks to Vivek Ramaswamy, Emily Campagna, Joe Gacki, Jamie Lesau, Tony Otis, I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform. And watch directly on outkick.com/watch.